When actions don't match words, doubts are created. Recently, when talking about Israel, to a conference of the Anti-Defamation League, Vice President Kamala Harris said, "I want to be very clear about this. When Jews are targeted because of their beliefs or their identity, when Israel is singled out because of anti-Jewish hatred, that is anti-Semitism, and that is unacceptable." She continued, "Sadly, we know that anti-Semitism is not a relic of the past. In recent years, the Jewish American community has faced an alarming rise in hate crimes. 4 years ago, white supremacists descended upon Charlottesville, Virginia, spreading hatred and instigating violence. 3 years ago, we suffered the most deadly attack on the American Jewish community in the history of our nation at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania." Vice President said that she and President Biden are, quote, "fully committed to fighting anti-Semitism," saying, "We must fight anti-Semitism and hate of all kinds and call it out wherever it exists. We know a harm against one of us is a harm against all." Yet the Biden administration is supporting a plan to create a consulate in Jerusalem for the Palestinians, which in effect would diplomatically recognize Hamas, if you want to get technical about it. Republicans also say they have full support for Israel and the Jewish people, yet Holocaust historian Deborah Lipstadt, the Biden administration's nominee for special envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism, has been unable to have a Senate confirmation hearing due to objections by Republicans. That delay has been over past tweets by Lipstadt, which Republicans claim are mean-spirited against Republicans. That the GOP has a problem with. Republican Paul Gosar posted a video of him killing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and threatened to do the same to President Biden, and for that, the GOP says nothing. Oh, by the way, Gosar wants you to believe the video we posted was, his words, a statement about the upcoming debate about Biden's spending plan, as well as illegal immigration. Yeah. Getting back to reality, the American Jewish Committee recently released their annual report entitled Anti-Semitism in America, which includes these findings. 1 in every 4 American Jews, 24%, has been a victim of anti-Semitism over the past year. 17% of American Jews said they've been the targets of anti-Semitic remarks in person. 8% of those saying it happened more than once. 12% said they'd been the targets of anti-Semitism online or on social media. 7% saying it happened more than once. 3% said they'd been victims of anti-Semitic physical attacks. 2% saying happened more than once. Younger American Jews significantly more likely to have been targeted by anti-Semitic remarks in person. 1 in 5, 20% of those between 18 and 35. 1 in 4 of those between 36 and 49 saying they've been the targets of in-person anti-Semitic remarks. That compares to 18% of those between 50 and 64. And 10% of those 65 and older. 1 in 4 American Jews, 24%, says a Jewish institution with which he or she is affiliated with has been targeted by anti-Semitism over the past 5 years. 17% say their Jewish institution was targeted by anti-Semitic graffiti. 13% by threats. 9% saying it was targeted by an anti-Semitic attack. But apparently GOP doesn't see leadership in responding to these facts as important. And this isn't to say that Democrats have been total in their support for Israel and the Jewish people. How many times have members of the squad spewed anti-Semitic bile and have not been held accountable by Democratic leadership for that?